You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
So in this video, I'm going to be sharing with you the five biggest property mistakes that I have made over the last 4 years while adding over £12 million worth of property to the portfolio. I absolutely love being a property investor and developer. It comes with its challenges. So here are my five biggest mistakes. Number one was not being clear on my primary and secondary strategy in the beginning. I tried to do all things for all people. I spent a lot of time thinking that I could take over the entire UK and do multiple strategies in any one go. You know, I really wanted to go and do rent to rent, serviced accommodation, HMOs, development, lease options. And the reality is you can do all that, you just can't do it all at once. So that lost me about 3 or 4 months in my journey because I was just running around like a headless chicken. Number two is trying to do too many deals at once. So once I got focused on my strategy, we really tried to grow the business quicker than what we should have done. Now, ultimately, we got loads of deals over the line. We did 11 HMOs and a land development deal in year one. But we were pushing like really, really, really hard. And during that period, it was like I just wasn't satisfied. So it's really important that you give yourself a big pat on the back and just focus on one or two deals at a time. And then you've got to have the right systems in place so you can really scale. At one time, we had 6 property deals going through, and I even forgot I bought one of them. It was like, it was crazy. It just sat there for a couple of months, and then we weren't prepared with the right type of builders. And that really brings me on to big property mistake number three is not doing the correct due diligence on your building team. And you know, most people in property go through some sort of pain and suffering with builders. It seems to be part of the process, but I wish we had picked our building team better at the start. We had a bad experience with a builder. It put the site back about 12 weeks. It cost an additional £15,000, and that was really, really quite painful. So big mistake number four was trying to invest in different parts of the UK, So when I initially got into property, doing it the right way, I thought I was gonna have a bit of a portfolio in Manchester, a little bit in Liverpool, we'd do some stuff down in Essex. Then I started to look at Wales. So I started to look at far too many areas in the beginning. And what I now know is that you wanna be localized. So you can live in the south and invest in the north. Obviously that comes with upsides and downsides. You've got to then be prepared that you've got to do your travel. But actually, once I got some really good mentoring, my goldmine area was literally 30 minutes down the road. Because the reality is I didn't want to travel up and down the UK. And I learned that having different properties scattered across the UK wasn't going to be the best thing for me. So again, in the beginning, I spent far too much time trying to find all of these different hotspots in and around the UK, and I just lost some momentum. And I'm really, really pleased that I didn't action what I was thinking, because it would now be a complete disaster. And most of our investing is done along the A12 corridor. I do have a small portfolio of 5 HMOs in Crewe and Stoke, but that's completely leveraged for sure. And my fifth biggest mistake while building a property business was not having enough fun in that first year. I literally rolled my sleeves up, I dug deep, I made lots and lots of sacrifices, which you have to do, but I wasn't patting myself on the back and I wasn't enjoying the small wins. So as and when you get small wins, make sure you go and celebrate, go out for a dinner, go out with your business partner, do something with your wife or your husband, and really celebrate each part of the process. because by the end of the first year, I was feeling pretty burnt out. Okay, yes, I'd built a multi-million pound property portfolio. It was cash flowing nicely. I'd raised lots of joint venture finance, but it got to a point where I was like, I'm not enjoying this. So I took my foot off the gas. I went back to basics and I started to enjoy what I was doing. And as a result of doing that now, I get to do wonderful things as much as I want, with who I want, when I want, all across the UK. I'm actually sitting here now in our villa in Marbella. We've just finished week one of the Property Millionaires Retreat. I just sort of just show, this is just the lounge. Just sort of give you a nice view here. It's absolutely fantastic. And we've been helping people this week in their property journey to really go to that next level. But this week's not just been about property, it's been about mind, body, spirit, business, property and profit, the six pillars to success. It's been an emotional week. Every single person here has had breakthrough moments. We've now got a two-day break and then we have week two attending. So I hope you found this training video useful for you. They were my five biggest mistakes when starting in my property journey. If I can do it, you can do it. And I'll see you in the next video. Take care.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.